Good morning. It's 6:27 on 7/27, 2016. Yes, yesterday is really the 27th. I double checked. I wrote it on my hand so I wouldn't forget. No, not really. It is the 27th. Unlike yesterday that I thought was the 27th. One of the problems that turns out, I had more than one problem yesterday. One of the problems is I had not taken my meds Monday night. So I was in a fair amount of pain. It was relatively low-level pain. It wasn't the normal back of my head headache that I normally get. It wasn't the inability to sleep or any of the other symptoms that I'm used to when I forget to take my med. That just a fair amount of pain. Which, to be honest, even when I remember my meds, I have days like that. So, you know, sometime around late morning, early afternoon, I thought, geez, I wonder if I took my meds yesterday. But then neglected to check. So I took them last night. Today we're back on the road. Big news from yesterday was I did, in fact, finish the book yesterday. Got through the first draft, put it aside, put it off, played a little bit. I've already been back in it this morning. Now that I've got the first draft complete, I'm really, really motivated to get through the second draft, make sure I've got the timeline correct. I've got a lot of questions about, really? How old is this guy? He's been doing this for 20 years and he's only 17. No, that can't be, you know, that doesn't work. So, just going through from the beginning, making sure I have it all lined up correctly. There's a lot of moving parts in this story. There's a ton of moving parts in this story. Unlike some of my stories where there's one or two things and we follow them through, this one's got parts. So, yes, I am through. I should be through second draft. Yeah, maybe not today, but certainly by tomorrow. Famous last words, but I really need to get this book out and put to bed. I need to get the next book started, and I can't do that while I'm fiddling with this one. So I'm working up a little body heat finally, but hey, freezing. It's 60 degrees according to the thermometer in my backyard, but man, that first mile was frosty, which after all of the heat felt actually pretty good, but it's still frosty. So in a few days it's going to be August. Oh, shoot, reminds me, I need to order books. Crap. Second week in August, we've got the panel for the tattered cover. I promised them I'd be getting 25 copies of my book. Most of which will go to 9 Else at Who Else Books for the September convention, the Colorado Gold Convention. Because, yeah, we're not going to sell. Even the tattered cover says we're not going to sell that many books. It's really silly. It's just ridiculous. So I don't know what the Susan Spann is coming in for California. She's a IP lawyer. Good morning. And one of the people behind the scenes at Recommend Fiction Writers. She's going to moderate the panel. I'm not exactly sure what we're going to talk about. What does the Independent Writer of the Year mean to you? Yeah, it was fun. Throwing my name into contention was interesting. It didn't actually sell any books. Or if it did, I didn't see them. They were so few that they just sort of got lost in the random movement of sales, a little bit up, a little bit down. You're gonna go straight through? Yes, you are. Okay. Trying to think of what else. And it's like, oh, who are you? Where do you come from? Why do you write? What's my job? Now it's my job. It's fun. I do it because I love it. Even when it doesn't work, even when I struggle, even when I don't. I still love it. I started Milk Run in what, October, November last year, sometime like that. Finally finished it yesterday, July 7, 8, 9 months. Dude, I can't. To Darkness Called can't take that amount of time. It just can't. I don't. Well, it can, and it unfortunately it might, but the reality is that somebody pointed out late summer and fall seem to be my very productive times of the year. If I look back at my calendars, I could probably see that. The only time I really did well early in the year was 2015, when I was busy reissuing all of the books. 2014, when I was busy reissuing all of the books after getting the rights back. Still haven't got South Coast converted to paperback. And audio news, speaking of alternate editions, they tell me, from Podium, they tell me that the full share Audible edition will be available for sale on, I know I've forgotten whether it's the 15th or the 16th, but soon. And at some point, I expect that they will pay me, which will tell me how well these books are doing. I'm suspecting that not well, given the push already to rebrand the covers. I still haven't seen the new covers. They sent me a bunch of covers that were not, in fact, the new covers, but were their versions of the old covers. So anyway, life goes on. Today is revision day. I actually like this revision process. It lets me get back into the book. It lets me focus on the words that are on the page. It lets me fix them up. It lets me go through and find sentences that I think can be punched up. It lets me go in and have at the front of my mind, what is this? What does this look like? What does this smell like? What does this sound like? What does this taste like? Taste is the tough one. So yeah, I actually enjoyed this part, in large part because I'm not trying to think, well, what happens next? Then what happens next? What happens next? A terrible pressure to write something that happens next. And I think one of the big problems that I had, which I think it's, this analysis actually has some support for what's happened, is that, you know, for weeks I was just eking out 1,000 words a day, just forcing myself to find 1,000 words to put in the story. And while they weren't bad words, they weren't words that didn't maybe belong, the story was so disjointed, or at least my vision of it was so disjointed, that I had a hard time following an arc. I had a hard time finding the words that actually worked there. So I had to work very hard to find them. And not all of them stayed. Going back through, it was just 2 weeks ago. Less than that. Well, today's Wednesday. Yeah, it was just 2 weeks ago. No, just a week ago. It was just last week. I wrote 25,000 words in 6 days, something like that. To take it to the end, and yes, I like this. I like this ending. It needs some buffing. It needs some polishing. I need a little bit of body work on it, some putty here and there. But going back through, taking out a lot of the meanders. There were a lot of meanders as I was struggling to find the story. There were a lot of Chekhov's guns in it that I wasn't going to use those. Those didn't. There's a half a dozen of them that I needed. There's a couple that I need for red herrings for slide of text so that you're paying attention to that text while I slip in something else that's actually important, but you're busy watching the handkerchief in my left hand. Well, at least I warmed up a little bit. Sun is up. There's a relatively large cloud bank. It's just about to tuck behind. The skyscape this morning was quite lovely. It just wasn't very photogenic. And I was freezing. Have I mentioned how cold it was out here this morning? 60 degrees, and I thought I was going to shiver. Yesterday was broiling, today is shivering. We'll be broiling before the day is over, I'm sure. It's supposed to be another 90 plus degree day. So, one of the things that came up yesterday was John Anderson. And given the current political climate, you'll probably understand why. If you know who John Anderson is, he was a third-party candidate that ran as an independent in the election of 1980. The election that gave us Ronald Reagan and Reaganomics and the end of the world, basically as we knew it. I'm exaggerating. But if it had not been for people like me voting for John Anderson, there would not have been Ronald Reagan. There would not have been Reaganomics. There would not have been all of those unfortunate circumstances that have happened in the last three decades. Well, that's not true. That's extrapolating. I have no idea what would happen, but it was one of the things that was weighing on me yesterday. I was talking to Dan Sawyer, who assured me, after checking to see where I lived in 1980, that now your vote didn't matter at all, one way or the other. So many people voted for Ronald Reagan, then it was moot. Which doesn't really make me feel any better, but did underscore a couple of important aspects, and said,
we don't really vote for president. It's something I always know, but I never remember when it comes time. We only vote for electors. We only vote for the Electoral College, and we don't actually vote for president. We don't cast our votes for president. We cast our votes for the Electoral College. Anyway, I'm back. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.